It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. I'm your host, Alex Povey. It's great to have you here. This show is all about peeling back the curtain on what's going to help you build the fitness business you truly want. And each week we bring on a new guest to share their stories, insights, and strategies so you too can take action and apply what you learn. The podcast is released every Wednesday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So make sure you go give that a subscribe, guys. Now, if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so you can connect with me there. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the CI podcast. So today we're going to cover a topic which got a lot of traction actually over the last couple of days on my social media, and it was really resonating with a lot of people. So I thought, why not do a little podcast on this specific topic, because it seems like a lot of people are going to be able to relate and are also going through this themselves in their life and business. I just want to say before we get started today, though, that last week's episode, if you haven't heard it already, is a really good one. Very, very tactical, by the way. If you want to learn one of the number one ways to market yourself for free using Facebook, right? So without any paid advertising, this is one of the number one ways to generate leads on Facebook and create really good organic content. That's the episode that we just did with Justin Tamsett. So if you want to go check that out, scroll back and give it a listen. Let me know what you think. We've had a ton of positive feedback on that show already. So today's episode is all about feeling of overwhelm. And I know for a fact that everyone listening to this is going to go through a point in their life or in their weeks, maybe it's more regularly for other people, where they're going to feel overwhelmed with the amount of things that they need to do, complete, overwhelmed with the things that they've committed to. And this is kind of a difficult thing to deal with if you don't know what steps to take, because it can fester and it can really mess you up, right? It can really just drain your energy. It can take your time away from you because you're so caught up in this feeling that it stops you from doing what you need to do to get over that overwhelm, which is actually take action. And I felt this exact same way. So I think it was, I'm not actually sure when it was. It was last week. I know that for sure. Maybe Monday, Tuesday. And I woke up and I just felt this like heavy feeling on my shoulders, this heavy feeling of overwhelm. Right, I had so much things that I needed to do that I just didn't know where to start. And it was just playing on my mind. I was pondering it and I wasn't really taking any action because I was crippled by this feeling of so many things that I had to do. So I got in my car anyway, which was super cold, by the way, because obviously we're in winter now. So hit on the heated seats, cranked up the heating, drove to work, and picked up the phone, dialed to my business partner, Dave, who, by the way, did not answer, right? So he did not answer when I needed him the most. So I carried on driving. Anyway, I got to my parking space, parked up, sat there for a little longer, just thinking, not taking action, but just thinking, and decided to dial my business partner, Dave, again. Luckily, he picked up and I said, listen, bro, I'm feeling super overwhelmed right now. Honestly, I'm not sure what to do. I've got all this client work. I've taken on all these projects. I've got the podcast to do. I've agreed to do another podcast and co-host that. And I've got to create this training and this asset and service this work. And I just don't know where to start. And the feeling of all these things that I've got are just crippling me right now. What do I do? What do I do? And it's funny because his response was the same response that I gave him when he felt this way a couple of weeks ago. Because we both go through these cycles, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, that you've been in these cycles too. If you run your own business, if you run your own fitness business, coaching business, or even if you're taking on a huge amount of work for your employer right now, you're going to feel the same way. But it's funny because he said to me what I said to him. He said, bro, you told me last week that one, I need to relax and just calm down for a second. And number two, I need to pull out a pen and paper and start writing things down. And I was like, yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I should be doing. And it's funny sometimes because when you're going through something yourself, particularly when you get caught up in the feelings and emotions, it's very difficult to see things clearly, right? And get the right perspective, because the emotions sometimes are actually controlling you too much. So you can't make the right decisions. Even though sometimes you know what the answers are, the emotions almost cripple your decision-making ability, right? And so even though I knew what the answers were, just by hearing it from someone else, my business partner, who I trust with my life, by the way, it then allowed me to take the steps necessary to get out of that feeling, to relieve myself of that overwhelm. Now, it didn't happen straight away as soon as he said it, because I hadn't taken any action yet. So he was like, you need to relax. You need to just calm down a second, and you need to write everything out one by one on paper, visualize what you have to do, and then prioritize the things that you need to do, and then start getting them done. Start taking action, start crossing them off, and that's going to alleviate those feelings of overwhelm that you're experiencing. And I was like, you're right, bro. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to work. So anyway, I walked up to my office, which was probably about a 10-minute walk from the car park, got into the office, still, by the way, feeling the same way, because I still hadn't taken any action. Then I sat down, got my coffee, my double shot cappuccino with oatly milk. If you've not tried oat milk, by the way, it's incredible. Make sure you replace that cow milk with oat milk. It's going to do wonders for you. Anyway, I sat down and I was like, okay, let's just write everything down. So I started going one by one and writing down all the things that I needed to do. And even just saying this now, guys, is making me feel more relaxed about today, because I've got tons of things that I need to do today as well, which I'm sure you have too, right? So I sat down, I started writing things down one by one. And then from there, I started giving things numbers. So then I started prioritizing things. So if it was like super, super important that I focus on that thing first, then I would put a one next to it. If it was less important than a one, then I'd put a two. And then if it was something that needed doing, but I didn't need to do it right away, I just mark it as a three. Then I just got to see very clearly what the priorities were and what I needed to tackle first. And then it was very simple for me to go, okay, actually, I've only got three things that are in the one category that need attention right now. And I'm going to get to work on those things and cross them out, so then I can move to the twos and I can move to the threes. And as soon as I did this process, as soon as I started writing things down, I felt so much better. Now, don't get me wrong, I still had some anxiety, some stress, some overwhelm, because I still had tons to do. But now I was in more of a functioning state versus a crippled state. So I was more in a functioning state versus a crippled state, because actually I had some clarity on what I needed to do and what steps I needed to take to then move forward. Now, there's two big, big lessons here. Number one is, like, when you're feeling a certain way, lean on people. Right? Lean on people that can help you and give you the perspective you need. Because even though
you might know exactly what the answer is. You might know exactly what the solution is. Like, we knew it was to write things down on paper. I'd said it myself to my business partner just a couple of weeks prior. But reaching out to an advisor or someone that you trust or a coach or a mentor is so, so invaluable, particularly in times of need when you're making emotional decisions or you're allowing emotions to cripple your decision-making process. It's so, so important to have those people in your life. Now, maybe you don't have a mentor, maybe you don't have a coach that you're actively working with, but you've got people that you trust and have got your best interests at heart. And in times like this, don't try and deal with it on your own. There's nothing smart about trying to handle these situations on your own. That's what friends and family are for, right? To lean on them in times of need. Now, you need to be a little bit cautious with this because certain people are better than others to talk about this stuff with. So you don't really want to speak to someone that can't relate with what you're going through, right? So if you're a personal trainer, for instance, a coach, maybe your mum's not going to be the best person to relate with you on feeling overwhelmed with all these things that you've got to do in your business. Maybe she is. My mum's great. She's awesome at this stuff. Very calming. But also, she's not a great person to ask when it comes to how to scale, how to grow, how to make more and create more impact and work long hours, because she doesn't live that life. She's not going through those experiences herself, right? So she's not the best advisor for that. There's other people who are better advisors. So when you're feeling a certain way or you've got a gray area or there's something that you need to address, find a person who, one, will be able to relate and who will be able to help you overcome it because they've probably been there before in their life and in their business. You want to surround yourself with a power base, right? A team of people that are going to help you when times get tough or you hit a low or you're not sure what to do, even though you do know what to do, but you just need someone else to give you their perspective and be a sounding board in the process. So, so invaluable. And the second one, which is the super practical side of this, is you get that pen and paper, the old-fashioned pen and paper, not computer, because it doesn't work the same way, because there's so many distractions and buttons and things that it actually creates more confusion. There's just too much noise on there. So this is why a pen and paper actually works really, really well for this process. So you get pen and paper and you start writing things down. You start taking them from your mind and in your head and putting them on paper, because it's so easy to get wrapped up in your own head sometimes. So easy to slosh these thoughts around in your mind and not address them and then just wondering why you're feeling stuck. But I can assure you, once you start writing things down on paper, then you get much more clear. You get that clarity that you need to take the next steps, the action steps, that's going to get you closer to feeling better, right? Because the only reason that you feel overwhelmed is because, one, of inaction, and two, because nothing has been addressed. It's just constantly there in the back of your mind. So until you start addressing it and taking action, it's going to persist. So those are really the two big takeaways for this. And I'd love to get your feedback on this. I'd love to hear how you've handled with these situations, whether you've got advisors or you've got coaches or you've got mentors that help you, or where you go through this practice of what we call kind of journaling or note-taking. I'd love to get your feedback on this, guys. So if you've got any views on this, drop me a DM. I love connecting with you guys. You can connect with me on Instagram. It's Alex C. Povey. That's A-L-E-X C and then P-O-V-E-Y. And drop me a message. Let me know, one, if this was helpful to you, and number two, what it is that you do when you get into situations like this. Maybe you've got some different perspectives on this whole process. So wanted to keep this one short and sweet. Hope it was super valuable for you. We'll be back next week with an awesome guest for you. But for now, take care and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy it, I'd be really grateful if you could leave a short review on one of the platforms. And if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so we can connect there. See you next week.